Tomorrow, Saturday, January 4th, St. Vincent and the Grenadines will join global counterparts in recognizing World Braille Day. Braille is a system of raised dots that enables visually impaired individuals to read and write. Local disability advocate, president, and founder of the Voice of the Disabled, VOD, Cheryl Adams, is calling for more efforts to encourage Braille literacy and increase access to Braille resources across the country.
I would like to see our students, our visually impaired students that are presently in the schools, that is all inclusive, given the opportunity to learn to read and write Braille. It is very, very much important. Our boys and girls out there, they have their textbook in print, they have their pencils, they have their pen, they can see on the board, so they can manage well. What about our students? And to every other person out there, you have a vision problem, I will encourage you, find a way to learn to read and write Braille.
Adam says more must be done to make Braille more accessible.
It's important for employment and education. And I want to see Braille be more promoted here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and business places. Braille is important. So Braille is the goal for persons that are visually impaired. Nothing else can beat that. Yes, we have other technology, but as long as you're visually impaired, you need Braille to enhance, you know, what they're being taught otherwise. Every person that is visually impaired or blind, personally, I would encourage them to strive to, you know, get the opportunity to read and write Braille, because that's the only how a person that is visually impaired / blind can read. If you don't have a Braille book in front of you, to me, you are not reading.
Adams adds Braille literacy is critical for persons who are visually impaired, as it helps create independence and equality. She notes that the Voice of the Disabled Center in Sanssouci offers Braille classes for adults.
So my classes is really for adults, and I do it on Tuesday. We start at 10, and we finish it at 12, and then at 1, we go on to our IT classes. So I also teach information technology, you know, how they can use the computer and everything like that. I want to ensure that they learn efficiently how to manage Braille. I'm not going to rush them because it's something technical and you have to take your time and learn it.
President and founder of the Voice of the Disabled, VOD, Cheryl Adams. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.